This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 276 for Friday, February 17th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. Ice futures canola contracts were stronger Friday, seeing some follow-through buying after yesterday's gains as traders adjusted positions ahead of the long weekend. Canola up $3 to over $6, March up $6.40 at $829.90 per ton. The canola market will be closed Monday for Louis Riel Day, while markets in the U.S. will be closed for President's Day. Strength in Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures provided spillover support for canola on Friday, with Chicago soybeans also firmer. However, losses in soy oil did temper the gains to some extent. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures traded to both sides of unchanged, with positioning ahead of the long weekend a feature. Soybeans held on to small gains in the most active months despite losses in soy oil. March beans up 0.75 cents at $15.27 and a quarter per bushel. The USDA's Economic Research Service released 10-year projections for U.S. soybeans, forecasting an 87 million acre crop in 2023 with yields of 52 bushels per acre. Uncertain production prospects out of Argentina did remain a feature in the soy market given the ongoing dryness there. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange placed the crop at only 9% good to excellent. That's down from 13% a week ago. Corn traded mixed throughout the day, ending higher in the most active months at the close. March up 1.75 cents at $6.77 and 3 quarters per bushel. Argentina's corn crop is all planted, but condition ratings dipped to 9% good to excellent from 11% a week ago. The USDA announced private export sales this morning of 120,000 tons of corn to unknown destinations. The ERS is using a baseline projection of 92 million acres for U.S. corn, with yields at 181.5 bushels per acre. Wheat was mixed. Minneapolis down 0.25 cents in the March contract at 9.30 per bushel, while Kansas City wheat up 8 cents in March at 9.06.5. Chicago wheat up 0.5 cent in the March contract at 7.65.5 per bushel. Recent moisture was disappointing for the U.S. plains, with the dryness raising concerns over the state of the winter wheat crop. The USDA will hold its annual outlook forum in Washington next week, and many analysts expect to see a sizable increase in U.S. wheat area on the year. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, February 17th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.